everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Mutter Milk Boulevard. I am your host, James, and that was a weird way to say my name of my podcast, Buttermilk Boulevard. Thank you for listening. Thank you for hanging out today. Today's a little bit of a non-traditional podcast, but hey, if you're a returning guest, then this isn't anything surprising for you at this point. But if you're new to the podcast, this is going to be an odd one because it's really just a channel update. I don't know why you would click on the podcast episode channel update if this is your first one, because that usually implies it's a non-traditional kind of episode. I don't normally do channel updates. The last time I did one was actually probably this time last year, a little bit after I had COVID. Which is kind of ironic because I'm just now getting over a sinus infection, which I was tested for COVID. So that's kind of what I'm covering here. It's been a couple of weeks since my last episode. So really, this is just a checking in. How you doing? You're going to listen to me ramble and rant for a couple of minutes here. And that's about it. We're not really covering anything specific today. I don't really have anything in mind. I don't have anything prepared this week, which is part of the reason I just wanted to get something out there, because it's been a minute since I checked in with y'all. I hope y'all are all doing great. I hope your Thanksgivings were wonderful. I hope you're full and calorie, too many of the calories. There's too many of them. Maybe you're headed to the gym after this, or you're going to wait till after Christmas. I don't know. But either way, I hope your Thanksgiving was awesome. Maybe you got some awesome Black Friday deals. I got some awesome Black Friday deals, and you know what? I got things for other people. that's what Black Friday is to me, is it's not deals to get myself. It's deals to get other people. I did get a few DVDs here because fucking Walmart had sales like no other, as far as I'm concerned. Like, this is probably the only Black Friday in a while that, like, the deals were actual deals. Like, it wasn't like a oh shit, I'm robbing them, not the other way around. You know, they actually felt like I was getting a good discount on a lot of items. Usually it's like, I don't know, like free shipping. That's just such a fucking, that's so bullshit. Free shipping is not a deal. You just do that every other week, probably, as a retailer. Like, that's what Spirit Halloween was doing. That's the first place I looked on Black Friday. Tells you where my interests lie. But, yeah, so like free shipping, that's bullshit. Anything like 10 to 20% off, that you're not saving anything. You're saving either the shipping cost or the tax costs. Now, the only reason I know that kind of stuff is because I worked in retail for a long time, for about 3.5 years. So not that long, but, you know, working in retail and working Black Fridays, I got too used to that kind of holiday schedule. And I knew what was just a bullshit kind of, all right, yeah, that's to get the people in the door type of crap. And then there was some that they would just, like, some retailers, which I won't mention where I worked, but some retailers, like the place I worked, they would send you items specifically for Black Friday. So, hey, here's all of these sweaters that we have that are, they're all just, they came in that week. They either came in that week or the last month, and they've been sitting in the back collecting dust. So then they just put them out on Black Friday for, like, I don't know, $10, $20, something like that. That being said, I don't know why I'm off on a ramble on Black Friday. Anyway, like I said, this is kind of non-traditional. This is just James going off the cuff, kind of off of his brain. There's no editing here. You can expect some silences for the fuck of it. And honestly, I just don't feel like editing it. I hope you got some good deals out there, man. Like I said, this time, Walmart and Best Buy and Target, they had the fucking deals. They had like the 50%, the 60%, the 70% off. Those fucking reduced prices plus the percentage of Black Friday that Walmart was dealing. And I'm not a Walmart shopper by any means. I would prefer to go to Target between the two, but honestly, neither of them are that great, if I'm being honest. I don't really want to be in a place that feels like a grocery store. I'm not a grocery store person. I do not like grocery stores. I feel like I'm in highway traffic in a retail store, you know. And I don't like it. People act like fuckheads. That's the to put it short and quick, they act like fuckheads in grocery stores. Just be nice to each other, man. It's not that hard. We're all here for apples. Why do you got to shove people out of the way to grab an apple? Just get an apple or wait. You know, it's simple. But anyway, I don't know. I'm, like I said, off the cuff kind of bullshit. But So as far as the channel is concerned, like I said, the last couple of weeks I've been a little bit busy with some medical stuff. I kind of put that in my Instagram. Nothing major, nothing too serious, but I've had a lot of stuff going on. Last week I had to get some testing done, and then I won't really elaborate on that, but last week I had to get some testing done. It was like a 72-hour test, and I also have a wisdom tooth that's needing to get assessed to see if I need to get it removed, because I still have my wisdom teeth. And also, I had a not just on top of all of that, I had a sinus infection for the last, 10 so days. So maybe you can hear that in my voice, probably not. I'm on the back end of that. I'm pretty much over it as at this point, I feel perfectly fine. I'm just still dealing with some of the congestion and the gunk and the bullshit that comes with sinus infections. And I know it's a sinus infection because I had to get tested for COVID. So, I have a host of other issues going on. So I called my doctor and they were like, yeah, you need to get tested just in case. And so negative, of course, not COVID, and it wasn't flu. So it's just a thing. It's just a normal thing, which I had forgotten those existed. Honestly, everyone's so paranoid about COVID and flu and all that stuff. It's like, oh man, I forgot that just colds exist, strep throat, things like that. It's actually kind of a relief, although I hate being sick. So it's just weird. So that's been kind of what's going on. That's taken up most of the last couple of weeks for me, and including work and everything else that's going on. So I just haven't had time to really think about what I wanted to do an episode on. I have a few ideas out there that's kind of hovering around, a couple of album reviews I do want to get out, preferably by the end of the year, but we'll see how that works out. You know, I really only post about every 2 weeks, every other week or so. I'm not as consistent as some other podcasters. I don't get paid for this. This is just completely, there's no ads in this. There's nothing like that. I don't have any promotions or anything crazy. So really, it's just me sitting in my bedroom and you get to hear the echoing from, just random neighbors and stuff in my apartment. But so just know that, I'm human too. So I got other obligations. But that being said, that's why we have this other two-week schedule. Now, I do have some other update that's not kind of related to this channel, but more related to things that I'm doing. I've mentioned this in a couple of podcasts here and there, but if you are a gamer or you like video games or you just like watching somebody stream video games, it's free again, twitch.tv/gentlemetalhead. Why didn't I call it Buttermilk Boulevard? Because the Twitch channel actually came before this podcast, believe it or not. I've had it for a long time. I've just only recently kind of become more consistent on playing video games and streaming at the same time. I play games occasionally here and there when I have time to do so. But now I'm just kind of doing it more like, hey, might as well stream it, right? If I'm going to play it, I might as well stream it. So I do have a Twitch channel out there. Again, twitch.tv/gentlemetalhead, which describes me pretty well, hence the name. I'm a metalhead, like blood gore, yeah! And also, are you okay? Anyway, so I also established a YouTube for said Twitch account. It's just Gentle Metalhead also on YouTube. So feel free to subscribe to that if you enjoy YouTube stuff. It's nothing special. I'm not going to do skits. I'm not going to do anything crazy. Again, this is all free. These are all just little passion projects to keep my my mind busy and be creative. You know, everybody should try to find an outlet and be creative somewhere. So, but Gentle Metalhead on YouTube, it's just the only reason I created the YouTube account was not because I'm trying to be YouTube famous, but more because Twitch has a guideline that they only keep videos up to a certain amount of days. I can never remember what it is. I thought it was like 3 and then maybe it's 6, but it could be like 14 days. I don't know. It's somewhere in that range. Twitch only keeps your streams up to that amount before they delete them from the channel. And you can't even find them again yourself on your own channel. So they're gone. Like Twitch gets rid of them. So to counter that, you can download the videos and then put them on a YouTube channel, hence what I am doing. So some of those streams that like I'll reference like, oh, when I played this game, and it may have been like a month ago when I played that game. So it's off the channel, at least this YouTube channel, somebody will have to go back on and kind of rewatch some of those videos if they want to. It's up to y'all if y'all want to check that out or not. If you're not into watching people play video games or something like that, if you're just get bored with it, then don't even fucking worry about it. and you can just ignore everything I'm telling you. So, but related to this podcast, I actually plan on doing the same thing. But this is going to be more of a static kind of YouTube thing. So if you're already subscribed and you're listening to this on your favorite podcast host, whatever that might be, which I just realized that Buttermilk Boulevard is on Audible, which I don't know why that makes me kind of happy, but, yeah, we're everywhere, man. And I'm trying to put it everywhere, as many places as I can be, get to as many ears as I can, just to talk and chat and have a good time with people. I've been doing this for 2 years now. I don't know if anybody realizes that, but my November is, I believe, when my first episode came out, probably in November-ish time. I can probably tell you a little bit here. I can actually look it up while I got you on. Again, this is very non-traditional. So yeah, I have, as of October, as of October, I have 60 episodes, so not too many, but, you know, it's pretty decent, and I started the podcast in April, so yeah, I'm come way fucking off. I think I was thinking about it in November, and I started it some other time. So April, I mean, I've been doing this for a while, man. But again, if you've stuck this out since the beginning, I appreciate you checking out the podcast. I've gotten a lot better at it, at least I think personally, and some of my better audio equipment that I have set up here is a little bit better. I've kind of got everything down to a science at this point. And I if nothing else, I know I'm better at the podcasts because I don't have to edit as much. So that was my goal all along, is I need to get good enough at this. It needs to be a habit for me so I don't have to fucking edit, because that takes nobody realizes that going into this kind of stuff, that how long it takes to edit these things. It usually is double the amount of time the podcast is. So if I have a hour-long podcast, it's going to take me 2 hours to edit it, depending on the episode. You know, sometimes I don't have to edit really anything, which is kind of more of a traditional thing. But anyway, I do plan on starting YouTube, getting back to that. Again, I'm rambling and ranting today. And the YouTube channel is going to be pretty nothing. It's just going to be the podcasts and a video, I guess. Just to get to as many audiences as I can. If nothing else, it will encourage people on YouTube to check me out on podcasts, which is the ultimate goal. I don't intend on you being a YouTube streamer or YouTube creator. I probably could, but I don't know that I'm imaginative enough to come up with skits or fun stuff. I think the only type of YouTube gaming I could probably do, or YouTube, is gaming, which is kind of what I'm doing with the Gentle Metalhead channel. Keep an eye out for that. I'll probably Instagram or Twitter out that I have set that up, and then y'all can go check it out if you want to or not. Like I said, it's just going to probably be a static image. I'm going to try and figure out some visual audio stuff to make it a little bit more entertaining to watch, I guess. Probably like a screensaver where the DVD emblem is showing my fucking age. DVD emblem is almost to the corner, but not quite there. You know, you just watch it for hours. If I can figure that out, I'm going to do that instead. Because people watch that for hours wanting it to get in that fucking corner. But, coffee break. So anyway, so I got the YouTube thing, I got the Twitch, I covered the Twitch streams, covered the Twitch YouTube. Okay, so feature episodes. I have a couple of things in mind. I'm not really going to tell y'all what those are, but one of the episodes that is certainly going to happen at one point, there's going to be two episodes, and one is probably going to be in February-ish when the Grammys happen. I always do a yearly Grammy episode. When I say always, I mean for the last 2 years that I've had this podcast. So two times. And then, the top 10, top 20, top whatever albums of the year. That's going to be an issue. And I've been kind of trying to whittle it down now and trying to get to it a little, tackle that a little bit earlier, so that when the year ends, I can just put that out sometime in January. There is a lot of albums that I listened to last year, and I think I said intentionally at the beginning of the year that I would be a little bit more selective with my choices as far as what I listened to, and I was way more selective. There's a lot of albums that came out that I will not and won't touch. And it's not for any reason that other than, like, I'm not interested in that. Like, I don't... one genre of metal that I can't really get into is power metal. And power metal is essentially like that 80s kind of symphonic kind of metal. And it's fine. I don't have anything against it. A lot of the fucking talent that goes into that type of music is phenomenal. Bands like Dragon Force, absolutely phenomenal musicianship. They're so good. Like, the way that Herman Lee plays guitar embarrasses any other guitarist. He's so fucking good at guitar. And has invented sounds that people didn't know about on the whammies. So, but no, they're phenomenal. Phenomenal band. Absolutely great. However, I don't want to listen to their music. And part of the reason that I don't want to listen to their music is not because I don't think that Dragon Force is bad in any kind of capacity, or any power metal for that matter. I can listen to a few of it here and there. Through the Fire and the Flames, that goes back to Guitar Hero era. Again, show my fucking age. But the Guitar Hero era and stuff, of course I love that song, man. If nothing else, to bring me back the nostalgia of trying my damnedest to do that Through Fire and Flames on Guitar Hero. I used to be fucking great at that game. If I picked it up now, I'd be awful. actually, I think the game was more difficult than the actual guitar, which is saying something. But anyway, as far as power metal is just an example of, like, those are probably the albums that I skip the most. Not all of them. I listen to them here and there. But the reason I don't like power metal is I can't get my brain to think objectively. Is that the word? You know, I can't be objective on those albums because they, to me, I can't get past the fact that they all sound alike. You know, they all have similar kind of sounds, and it's kind of like country music in that aspect where I recognize this is a different song, but if I were to listen to this song and then go to another band, like, what's an example, Battle Beast or something like that, I wouldn't be able to wrap my head around the fact that it's, okay, the only difference here is it's a male versus a female singer, and they're both very good. Dragon Force might be an exception to that because they're phenomenal guitar work and all that stuff, but that's just an example. I'm not shitting on power metal. It's just more of a personal kind of, like, oh man, I just can't really get into this. So it's hard for me to think more objective on some of those topics. It's not a bias. I'm not biased against it. But that's an example of, like, the album of the year. So going through, like, this list, there's not going to be a lot of power metal bands. I did listen to a few albums here and there, but I was a little bit more selective this year, but I still, despite being selective, so many fucking albums came out this year. So many albums. I cannot, like, it's last year on steroids, and I think they're compensating for 2020. I think that's what's happening, is because 2020 was such a mess, and the albums last year, there was a lot of bad albums last year. This is the opposite. There's a lot of good albums. There's amazing. I mean, my list to try and whittle this down to at least 20 or 10, my goal is 10. If I can get to 10, the top 10, that's my goal for that episode. But right now I have like 40 to 50 on that list, and I don't know how to rank those. That's the thing I'm struggling with, is because some of them are so different. I mean, if you think about it, I had like 28 something albums on that list, and then Adele comes out with an album, you know, and Adele's album is fucking phenomenal. It's so good. And then there's some other bands that I hadn't listened to before that I was like, oh my God, why didn't I listen to this earlier? And then the Scion album came out and everybody's digging that one right now. It's all over the place, man. So it's, you know, I could go for days. I know a couple of my top ones off the bat, but like I said, I've discovered some, a good example, Archspire. I didn't listen to that one when it was released. I just recently listened to it, and just listening to that album, I'm like, I've never heard anything like this in my entire life. That man is rap growling. It's fucking weird. But nonetheless, that's kind of my two for sure episodes that you're going to get in the future, Buttermilk Boulevard, is you're going to get that top 10, 20, whatever I decide it's going to be for the year of 2021. It's going to be very difficult for me. I just want you to know that ahead of time. And then the Grammy one, of course. I thought about covering the VMAs, but VMAs is Video Music Awards. Music videos are kind of dying a little bit. Not really, but they have a life on YouTube, but they're kind of no longer on like TV and general television. And honestly, if somebody wanted to revive the music video scene, what they should do is put that on streaming. Things like Hulu or Netflix, HBO Max, whatever, you name one. Netflix would be the ideal situation, but just have it like, put those music videos on there and have like a tab, like a under the genre tabs for music videos. I don't know, my throat's fucking up. Sorry. So like have a music video section and then bands can submit their music videos to Netflix to put on there or something like that. I don't know how the profiting portion of that, the financial portion of that would work. However, Netflix does that. And I don't know how Netflix, I don't know how Squid Game got 900 million views when people only spend like $7 to $11 on subscriptions. Like, we didn't have to pay for Squid Game. It was already on Netflix. But anyway, that would be one way to revive that kind of music video thing, because right now YouTube is carrying that. Anything on TV, any metal kind of channels that they might have, those are dying. There's no way those are staying afloat, because most people that I know do not even have cable anymore. Like I have cable free through my Samsung TV, and it's like those specific channels. Like there's a channel for River Monsters. Like, it's not Discovery Channel or whatever it streams on. It's literally called the River Monster Channel or something like that. It's examples of that, or, you know, the DuckTales Channel. I'm just making this up. DuckTales. excuse me. My my sinuses decided to fuck me up randomly in mid episode. So anyway, I don't really have much else to say here. I'm just kind of giving you an update, just kind of rambling and ranting, checking on you, making sure y'all are all good and still alive and still staying safe. I have a few things planned. I'll probably, if I can manage it, I might put another episode out next week. It's probably going to be an album review, nothing big. I am working on a few discographies right now, literally like a few of them, like three or four of them. That I'm kind of listening and changing between them to just try and keep my ear fresh. I'm not going to tell you who those are. You'll be surprised when they get released. And you may know like a few of them, you may not. I'm thinking about doing like an anime song or anime themed episode. I kind of like I did with the horror themed one, with the horror soundtracks and stuff. I was thinking about doing like the intro outro thing. The only problem is I haven't seen as many animes as some other people, like my friends, but I may get them involved in it. Let's see, what else do I got going on? What do I got? No Christmas music. Sorry. Just giving you a big heads up. I don't like Christmas music. I think it's bland and boring. sorry. There's no holly jolly in this guy. But the only exception would be Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey can sell an album any day of the week. Took her 5 minutes to write. 5 minutes, maybe six with processing, to write that famous fucking Christmas song, All I Want for Christmas or whatever. I don't even have Christmas decorations. That just tells you where I stand with the holiday. I'm a Halloween man. I'm not a Christmas guy. Ending on a poor note, I guess everybody's going to shut off the fucking podcast, be like, you don't like no, slam the door, slap me in the mouth. Okay. Anyway, guys, I've been going on too long. Anyway, thank you so much for checking out the channel. Sorry for this random kind of stream of consciousness kind of episode. I just wanted to give you all an update. And like I said, check in, make sure everybody's doing well. Go check out the Twitch thing that I was telling about, Gentle Metalhead. If you enjoy watching people play video games, feel no obligation to talk to me. I will just sit there and talk to myself. I can do that all day, every day. Same thing with YouTube. If you don't want to watch the streams live when I do them, you can go check out YouTube. You can do both if you'd like. We can talk if you want. We can talk about games or whatever game I'm playing. You can just comment on what I'm doing. You can call me a fucking idiot for missing that item that was back there. I probably did. You're right. They don't really tell you. A few YouTubers have done this, but they don't really tell you that it's difficult to play a game and provide commentary and entertainment on top of that. Sometimes your mind is on the commentary and you will forget the obvious shit. Like, there will literally be dialogue happening and telling you where you need to go. But if you're providing commentary, you will completely forget what they tell you. So it's like, hey, go get the gear to unlock the thing and the thing. Like, oh, okay, cool. Meanwhile, I'm talking over this and commentating on their clothes or some shit, or that fat ass or some shit. I don't know. And then I will completely miss the fact that they're talking to me. They don't tell you that when you go into those kind of things, that your brain is scattered during those situations. Anyway, I'm going on too far. Again, twitch.tv/gentlemetalhead. YouTube is just youtube.com and probably /gentlemetalhead. I don't really know how that works. Keep an eye out for the Buttermilk Boulevard YouTube. I'll get that set up probably sooner rather than later. I might just start posting randomly, probably starting at my first podcast, the Sepultura one, and going onward from there. I'm just going to do 60 videos, basically. Again, stagnant image, probably a little visualization. That's what you can expect. It's just to hit more ears, honestly. It's just a marketing scheme for Buttermilk Boulevard, who makes no money. So, thank you guys for checking out the channel. If you enjoyed Buttermilk Boulevard, leave a like, subscribe, whatever it is on your favorite podcast site, leave a comment, review. 5 stars helps me the most. The subscriptions and the downloads, of course, I only see the downloads. So if you follow and stuff, it's great. Thank you so much. But I'm not able to see that. So the best way for you to like this channel or show you love for this channel, if you want to, completely up to you. I'm not going to force you to do anything. But best way to do that is to leave that 5-star review on iTunes or review it on one of the other applicable, you know, sites like Spotify. I don't know if Spotify has a review kind of thing, but Spotify I look at the least. But like Audible and Amazon Music and all of those things, they all have some sort of form of review or rating 5 stars. I do get to see that, and I get to see when you download it. So the more you download it, the more my host site Buzzsprout notifies me. So if you download the episode or you have it set up for downloads, I know and I can see that. And thank you so much. If you didn't like the podcast, that's fine. That's up to you, man. Nonetheless, if you've made it like 28 minutes long or however long this episode is, thank you so much for checking out the channel. If, you know, hopefully we'll see you again. It doesn't really matter, man. We're here to chat. We're here to have fun. We're here to have a good time. So thank you all so much for checking out the channel. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, etc., etc. You know the deal. Thank you so much, guys. Y'all take care of yourselves out there. And until next time, peace out and rock on.